Well, today is Christmas Day, a day of gifts and celebrations in many ways, because of the gift that God gave mankind when he gave Jesus to us. You all know John 3 verse 16, right? John 3 verse 16 is really a Christmas verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3 verse 16 says that God gave us Jesus for a very specific purpose. Not just to sing Christmas carols and give gifts. God gave us Jesus so that we will have a way not to perish for our sins. We have all sinned, right? Anger, hurtful words, bad thoughts, adultery, bitterness, lying, jealousy and envy, loving things more than we love people or more than we love God. And sin, even only one, or even only the smallest sin, will make you perish. But Christmas reminds us that God sent his Son that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. In reality, the gift of Christmas is the solution to our sins. The solution to our sins. It's like a baby, a little boy, who broke his favorite toy during the year, and then at Christmas Day, he gets a new version of that broken toy. Okay, the gift is the solution to his problem. The Christmas gift there is the solution to the boy's problem, and so, more importantly though, the Christmas gift of Jesus is the solution to our problem, because we are going to perish because we sinned. Remember what the angel told Joseph when Joseph realized that Mary was pregnant? Matthew 1:21, the angel tells Joseph, she will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for, there's a purpose, he will save his people from their sin. Jesus is the solution to our sin problem. You know the words of the Christmas carol, hark the herald angels sing, right? You know that song? Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on earth and mercy mild. And what does the next line say? God and sinners reconciled. You see, even in that Christmas carol, the purpose is given. God and sinners reconciled. The Christmas gift is a gift to reconcile sinners with God, to restore the relationship with God that your sin destroyed. Well, that song continues later. It says, mild he lays his glory by, and that just means Jesus humbly set aside all his heavenly majesty. Mild he lays his glory by, born that is a purpose, right? Born that we no more may die. Born to raise us from the earth. Born to give us second birth. You know the song, right? We were all born once, but we're all going to die twice, we are told. First, you'll die when your body stops functioning. We're familiar with that. But then, because of our sins, we will perish for eternity. That's called the second death. As John 3 verse 16 says, we will perish. But on Christmas, we are reminded that God sent his Son so whoever believes in him will not perish, but instead have eternal life. The opposite of the second death. You see, Jesus was born so that we no more may die that second death. We're all going to die the first death, but we don't have to die the second one. Jesus was born so that we can be raised from the earth, raised to life again after our physical death. Jesus was born, the song says, so we can be born again, so that we can have a second birth instead of a second death. And so you were born physically, and then you will die physically, and you will perish in a second death. But Jesus Christ came to forgive your sins so that you can be born in your physical birth, then be born again, and then only experience physical death. Born so we no more may die the second death. Jesus was born that we no more may die. Jesus was born to raise us from the earth to eternal life. Jesus was born to give us a second birth, so we don't have to experience the second death. That is the Christmas story. That's a good story to say on Christmas morning. Yes, Christmas story is about Joseph and Mary. It's about angels and shepherds, of kings and wise men, of inns and stables, of cattle and mangers. But those are just the little details. The Christmas story is a story of God sending His Son to save us from our sins. The Christmas story is a story of the solution to us perishing for sin. The Christmas story is of God and sinners reconciled. Jesus was born as a baby, but just so you know, He's not a baby anymore. Okay, He was born as a baby, then He rose to adulthood here on this earth, and He died for our sins as an adult. Then Jesus died and was buried. He rose from the grave. He ascended back into heaven to His glory and majesty that He had since before the world began. Jesus is no longer a little baby. Now He is in heaven, accepting all who will believe in Him, forgiving all their sins, and promising them eternal life when their time here on earth is done. The call on Christmas is not to come and get presents. The call on Christmas is to believe and worship Jesus, to confess your sins to Him today, to receive the promise of eternal life with Him, to live this Christmas day and all the rest of our days here on earth with Jesus as your Savior and as your Lord. Jesus' birth is a promise to you, to me, to our friends, to our neighbors, to everyone around us, to our family members. It's a promise of salvation from sin. That is why the Christmas carol, Hark There, O Angels Sings, begins with the word hark. What does hark mean? Pay attention. Pay attention. Listen. It's a loud word. Okay, it's what you yell at people. Listen, pay attention, hark. Jesus was born to save people from their sin. The gift of Christmas is a gift of Jesus as Savior. Listen, therefore, on Christmas Day. Hark to the message proclaimed by the angels. Unto you this day was born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the King. Let's worship Him in our prayer now. Our Heavenly Father, we do indeed praise You. We exalt You for solving our biggest problem, our problem of eternal proportions. Lord, we praise You that as much as our sin offended You, as much as our sin deserves punishment and we ought to perish, that You gave us eternal life. Lord, we worship You for Your gift to us. We thank You and we pray that we will never, ever, ever forget this. Until Christ returns, or until we die, Lord, we will be faithful to You. In Jesus' name, amen.